Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the June 21st regular meeting of Oroville City Council. Very glad to have you with us here tonight. We'll begin this evening in prayer with Gerardo Nunez.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the opportunity to be here. And Lord, we feel so glad that we can be here together again with no masks and healthy, Lord. Thanks for that. I just would like that your Holy Spirit will be upon each one here today, that everything that we say and do will be for your honor and glory, and to help this city to succeed more and more. Everything I pray and I ask, in the name of our Son Jesus, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's a lot easier to do the pledge in person than on Zoom, that's for sure. Very good. The clerk will call the roll.
Yes, sir. Handler.
Here.
Espera.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Mosley.
Here.
Foy.
Here.
Widmer.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
All present.
Thank you. And is the minutes, is that missing from the...
Yes, it is. Did you see my email, sir?
I didn't. My apologies.
I did not have a chance to get those completed.
Oh, okay,
so
very good.
We'll
do that next
meeting.
Time. All right, very good.
Thank you.
We will approve the last meeting's minutes at our next meeting. And so we have no public comments scheduled for this evening, and so we can move on to our standing committee reports. And we begin, as always, with our Parks and Recreation Committee. Mr. Handwerk, good evening.
Thank you, Mr. President. Parks and Rec has not met, therefore we have no report. However, I do think it's probably important to talk a little bit about everything that's going on at the park, especially this time of year. I want to start off by saying the tennis courts are completed, and they look amazing if you haven't seen them yet. We're very happy with the job that was done there. Next up is the basketball courts, which are already surfaced, leveled out. They're just waiting on the top coat for some dry weather. Hopefully this week is what we're thinking. Running out of time there, but they should be getting done this week. We've done a lot of painting at Meisner Field. The stands, the concession stands, and the bathrooms actually got some paint this morning for the floors. So we're excited about that. And then last, the Gateway Project. There's been a lot of questions coming to me about, are we going to have the Gateway Project done with the walkway by the 4th of July? The answer is probably not. Not real happy about that result, but Steve and I have been working diligently to try to accomplish this. What we are going to have happen is this week we'll actually have some concrete being poured for where the benches and the signage will go. The following week the contractor will be back to do the gravel and start on the pavers. We're also going to be putting up some construction fencing for safety. Obviously our biggest concern right now is safety with the amount of people that are going to be coming into town. So Steve and I are working on that. Softball tournaments start this coming weekend, and the second tournament is obviously 4th of July. So no report, but that's my report.
All right, well, thank you. Well, I saw a list of all the projects you were working on and we're helping to coordinate, and a lot going on behind the scenes. We appreciate all your efforts there and all those people that have been helping on the volunteer basis and as well from the city. Our Utilities Committee, Mrs. Foy.
Good evening, Mr. President. The Utilities Committee has now met, so I have no report tonight.
All right, thank you. And our Ordinance and Personnel Committee, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. While Ordinance and Personnel has not met, there is an issue on the agenda this evening, Ordinance C-21. And that represents the work of the Charter Review Commission. That is a commission that of citizens that's named every 10 years. We go over the city charter. That's the set of rules that we abide by. And this time around, there are some changes. And I think Law Director Kirk Pride will address those during her message this evening. So.
Thank you. And you were involved in those meetings. Appreciate your participation in that. Our Health and Safety Committee, Mr. Aspiris.
Thank you, Mr. President. Did we want to hit transportation first? I don't mind.
I skipped right over that. I apologize, Mr. Mosley. So I'm in a hurry here tonight for some reason, appropriate for transportation, so help slow me down here a little bit. Do you have any report this evening?
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation Committee has not met, therefore I have no report. There is one thing. There is a resolution 2521. It is a truck to replace a 1997 Ranger. It is budgeted for, and currently, the reason why it's worded the way it is because administration is currently working between Serpentini and White's Maybell Ford to get a new vehicle purchased using local business. So I would ask that we definitely pass that tonight, you know, since, you know, it is budgeted for, and we're definitely working with these two local companies to get that done. Other things that I have is I did receive positive feedback from Mrs. Lyons about our pickleball court. She was telling me how it's awesome. She went down there the other day and she's seen grandchildren and grandparents playing, you know, together, two different families playing each other. So I always like to hear positive stuff like that. As far as sidewalks, I got a question about sidewalks that related to, it was a tree that was on a, it was on the city's tree lawn, and the roots was actually starting to break up, you know, the concrete, the sidewalk and everything. I did reach out to Steve. Steve sent someone to that house, and the city's actually going to remove that tree and then also replace the three sidewalks. I have seen a lot of complaints lately about people walking on sidewalks, and it's uneven and trip hazards and all that good stuff. So I appreciate you guys taking care of that. She actually walked down to my house and thanked me.
Oh, good.
For that. Good. So she's definitely, she was assured that she was put onto the list to complete that. So definitely appreciate being proactive there. Then one other quick update that I have is we have a team project that we've been working on for about a year. Eventually, we're going to bring that to council. We're working with Mrs. Kirkbride to get legislation together. Steve is involved as well as CJ. So we will have a Parks and Rec meeting to kind of go over the details on where we're at, where we've been, and what our goal is in this initiative. With that, I have nothing else, Mr. President. Thank you.
All right, very good. Thanks so much. And now we'll move on to health and safety in Ms. Thurspears.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and safety has not met, and I have no report in that regards. However, I would like to set up a committee meeting. And the date that we're looking at is next Monday, June 28th at 6:45. The topic being traffic/security cameras. And just to make sure I get this out there ahead of time, this is not for ticketing purposes. This is for the safety and security of the city. So, not ticketing, just to reassure you of that again.
So. Very good. The location that will be here and how these work, now that we're meeting in person again, is that it'll be immediately following the Public Utilities Board meeting. So it doesn't sound like they have a lot on their agenda, so that's why we're going for 6:45 rather than 7 o'clock or later. So very good. So next Monday, the 28th at 6:45 here in City Council Chambers. All right, thank you. And Planning Committee, Mrs. Whitmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Planning Committee has not met, so I have no report.
All right, thanks so much. And our Finance Committee, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance Committee has not met. I have no report.
All right, thanks so much. No special committee reports for this evening, and so we'll move on to our administrative reports. Mayor Handwerk is excused tonight, and so we'll move on to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. The concrete street project is moving forward fairly well, considering the weather has been kind of hit-miss lately. They are finishing up pouring the concrete on the downtown curb south of Market tomorrow, and that'll wrap that project up. They are also have finished up Church and Ella, other than the ADA ramps. They'll be working on those this week as well. And then they will go over to Crown Hill, but we're going to wait till after the 4th of July festivities to get started on that. So there'll be a brief hiatus on the project as we get these events rolling here. The county CDBG Kirk Avenue project is well underway. All they need is the fabric and surface course to finish the project, which is scheduled to be this week as well. As Mr. Hamburg mentioned, tennis courts were finished up on Friday and moving on to the basketball courts this week. OPWC bids were opened on Friday. The bids came in very well, and the pre-construction meeting with the low bidder has already been set up for next week. So going to keep that project moving forward as we wait for state approval to actually begin the project, but we'll be ready for that. The next summer concert series is Thursday, July 8th, Blue Lunch. It's a Cleveland area blues band, nearly 37 years of audience pleasing. Blues, R&B, New Orleans, Gospel, and Swing. 9, Virtuoso Musicians Swinging, Jumping and Laying It Down. 8 CD releases.
These are your words.
Actually, those are Gene's words. Eight CD releases and can be seen at many venues across Ohio. Also, as Councilman Hanwick mentioned, lots of painting has occurred at Miser Field. What he did not mention was a lot of that painting was done by Mr. Hanwick himself, so we do appreciate his hard work and efforts, especially on Father's Day weekend. So, again, special thanks to Mr. Hanwick on that. That's my report for tonight.
Very good. If I could follow up with a quick question from you from Facebook. Someone was talking about there's tree branches growing into the sidewalk area. Whose responsibility would that be? If we're walking along the sidewalk and there's tree branches growing in there from the tree lawn, let's say, if the tree's in the tree lawn.
So if the tree is on the city side in the tree lawn, mm-hmm. then the city will go out and just trim it, and that's not a big deal.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's not a big deal either way, but if it's the property owners, then we'll notify the property owner.
Mm.
I seen that email. I thought I'd replied to you.
You did. Yeah, well, okay. Just asking for general knowledge. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not as young as I used to write, so I'm not sure.
That's right.
But so yeah, Mr. Lyle's already been out there to take a look at that and has contacted the property owner.
All right.
Yep.
Well, very good. I did not know that.
Yeah.
So I always assumed that the homeowner had to take care of that if it was going in there. So that's good enough.
Yep. Yes.
All right. Learn something new every day. Very good. We'll move on then to our, unless there's any other questions, we'll move on to our utilities director, Mr. Berger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple of items. At last Monday's utility board meeting, we did pass budgets for all three utilities, so that's a part of our approval process. So we've kind of checked the box on our side of the fence. The board also agreed to freeze the power cost adjustment factor again for another quarter, which freezes our electric rates again for another period of time. So our electric rates have been in that same rate category since September of 2016. The year goes the way that we're anticipating right now, we hope to be able to keep those frozen for the balance of 2021. So see where things go on that. The only other item, I did send out an email to council and the board today about some other legislation that's happening down in the city of Columbus. Legislators are looking at attaching an amendment to the state budget bill that addresses limiting municipalities' involvement, creation, or expanding into the telecommunications broadband area. That's of concern to us for a lot of communities that already have existing, well-run, very cost-effective, very competitive systems in place and place barriers for those like us maybe someday that they want to embark in that area. So we, myself and the mayor, have been in contact with our elected officials, our state joint action agency, Ohio Municipal Electric Association, and a broad plethora of other entities have been speaking with the governor's office and our state legislators, let them know that we're really not big fans of this legislation. So you may have seen some commercials on TV. That'll kind of pick up as we as the state gets close to the final budgeting process. So doesn't have any impact on us right now, but down the road, it could cost future customers some opportunities and prevent us from expanding some services, which we've got a pretty good track record of doing. So keep you up to speed on that as we go forward. And that would be all I have to report tonight. Thank you.
Good. Any questions for Mr. Berger? All right, we'll move on then to our finance director, Ms. Sternlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple items this evening. The 2022 budget is on first reading. This legislation will go the full three readings with anticipated council approval during the July 19th meeting. I'll make some additional comments about the budget when it comes up on the agenda. I also wanted to give you an update on the audit and CAFR. Both of those items are close to completion. I anticipate within the next month, council members will receive some form of communication from the auditors. It would be very similar to last year. The only exception would be it will not be coming from the state. It will be coming from an independent accounting firm. If you recall, we entered into that agreement, I think it was in February. Also, an update on our investments. I did include the investment summary for the first quarter of 2021 with the council packets. Traditionally, we have a representative from Meter that comes in on an annual basis to give us an update. But if you review the documents and you'd like to have someone come in more frequently, we can certainly arrange that. Just let me know. And I don't need any kind of approval from council on that, but I just need the minutes to reflect that they did receive the document. And last item would be the fund balance reports for April and May. Those should have been included with your council packets. You'll see that there are some funds that have negative net income. Most of those are simply a timing issue that are going to correct themselves over the coming months. The only exception to that would be the utilities. What you're seeing on the report is reflective of the working capital transfer that we make in March of every year. And that is simply moving money from the revenue fund into the reserve fund for future projects or operating expenses. So the only item I would need from council is a motion to approve those two fund balance reports subject to audit.
I move that those fund balance reports be approved subject to audit.
Very good. Mr. Wilson moves.
Second.
Mr. Mosley second.
Ms. Ferris.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
All ayes. Motion passes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And then we'll move on to our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I don't have a report this evening. I will have some comments when we get to the legislation relating to the charter review amendments. So I'll hold my comments until that time.
All right. Thank you. For my comments, I just wanted to discuss with council for a moment the idea of providing additional video coverage capabilities and live streaming and video conferencing capabilities for our meetings. As we learned when we were having our meetings on Zoom, sometimes it's nice. Mrs. Grimlin was talking about sometimes we have a representative in, for example, to talk about our investments. We had that happen during COVID where we had representatives for different, you know, from different vendors who were able just to dial in. I don't know if you saw the coverage from Armstrong from our last meeting, but I thought the recording was excellent. It took a couple of weeks to get up onto YouTube, but of course, you know, they're not able to be here tonight, you know, and so that's the thing that you deal with is, you know, an evening like tonight. Thankfully, we have a daily record reporter here, but we don't have someone to broadcast the meeting itself, and so just wanted to get your thoughts if you would like to move forward with having our IT department research some additional options for additional video cameras and teleconferencing capability for our meetings. So we're not making any decisions. We just don't want to waste their time if we're not interested. So I just wanted to check in with you and see if that would be your desire to go ahead and you know, get their thoughts and some concepts together on that. Yes.
Yeah, I think we just let them kind of do their due diligence. I mean, I know they know people in Worcester. I know Worcester. Some of them are meeting in person, and they also have their own YouTube thing. But if we just let them take the reins on that and figure out what other people are doing, I think that would be awesome. Is everyone in agreement?
Yeah.
With that?
Yes.
Just kind of, yep. They're pretty good at not reinventing the wheel and copying off of somebody else and making it better, right?
Oh, yeah, we've got to be a little bit better. Our fireworks and our video coverage. Well, very good. They were wanting some direction from us on, you know, if we'd like them to proceed. So, yeah, we'll maybe have a meeting with them. I'll report back to you on what that is, on, you know, what we're talking about, and we'll just keep in touch with you. So, all right, very good. That will do it for me, except we do have a new liquor license request at 303 South Main Street. That's formerly the Brown's Cleaners building. We don't need to take formal action on it, but the reason these requests come to us is City Council really is the only body that can say, hey, we want a hearing on that. But the hurdle to have a hearing on a liquor license is really high. Our previous direction from law directors has been, look, you know, really there's not a lot you can do about it unless there's something really egregious. But that's when we come to you with those requests, and you know, we ask formally, does council want a hearing for that liquor license permit? But anyway, so just checking in with you, is that something you would like to do on this particular one? Yes, Mr.
Just Warren. A clarification, and that is a use permissible within the zoning code.
That's correct.
In that area as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, very good. Yeah, well, we'll go ahead and let that go forward. All right, we have no old business from our last meeting, and so we can proceed with new business. Mr. Morrison.
Thank you, Mr. President. Resolution 2521, I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Ford.
Morrison.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Boyd.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hanworth.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Thank you.
Resolution 2521, a resolution authorizing the Board of Control to enter into an agreement and or agreements with the State of Ohio Purchasing Cooperative Department of Administrative Services to purchase one 2021 or 2022 GMC Sierra 2500, or alternatively, to purchase said vehicle or a Ford F-250 from another dealer upon equivalent terms, conditions, and specifications, but at a lower price than it can be purchased through the state contracts as allowed by Ohio Revised Code Section 125.04, or alternatively, to advertise for bids and enter into an agreement and or agreements for said purchase and declaring an emergency.
Very good. Any comments? We all know Fords are better than GMCs, but, you know, no, just kidding. And any additional comments, Mr. Wheeler?
As Mr. Mosley mentioned, it really is an effort to try to keep the business local while also giving us a great price on a vehicle as well. So it's a win-win situation. We have been negotiating with our local dealerships in that regards to see if we can beat the state price. We are very confident we can. So we would like to move forward, as Mr. Mosley mentioned, as quickly as possible so we can kind of wrap that up and get that purchase so that we can acquire it here this year in 2021.
Mr. Orson.
Mr. Wheeler, and this is a replacement vehicle, correct? Yeah.
For a 1997 Ford Ranger, yes.
This is quite an upgrade.
Yes, it actually is, and I will say that right now that Ford Ranger is being primarily driven by Ryan Emoir, street superintendent. So it's easy to spot coming down the road. Mm-hmm. But
it's definitely a hoopie.
Yeah.
Not will that be going on Gov Deals? Because that's my brand.
Actually, it probably will, Mr. Larson.
We'll be bidding.
Thank you.
Very good. Any other questions? All right, Mr. Larson.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Second, Mr. Mosley.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hanford.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Thank you.
I move resolution 2521 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hanford.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
Thank you.
Resolution 2621. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Foy.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hanworth?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
All ayes, motion passes.
All right, thank you. Ms. Stremlin, any comments for us tonight on this?
I need to read the resolution, Mr. President.
Oh, okay, very good. I'm going too fast.
Resolution 2621, a resolution approving the budget for the City of Oroville, Ohio for calendar year 2022 and declaring an emergency.
All right. Now, any additional comments for us?
I would like to make a few comments. Yes. So this is the legislation for the budget. Just a reminder, the budget does not give the authority to expend funds. It's simply a requirement of the county. The authority to expend funds comes from the final appropriation process that we go through in March. Most likely we'll have additional changes to revenue and expenditures before we finalize things. The total budget is $57.5 million. That's excluding transfers and our kilowatt hour tax. The general fund accounts for $7.5 million. The remaining tax-supported funds account for $6.5 million. And finally, our utilities have been budgeted for $43.5 million. If you look at the revenue, we did make some changes to our general fund revenue projections. We do anticipate there will be some changes in our withholding revenue if employees of businesses located within the city continue to work from home now that the governor's emergency orders have expired. So we did make some adjustments to revenue to account for that possibility. We'll discuss that situation more in the coming months as the litigation progresses and also the state legislators work through some various bills. We also made changes to the water and wastewater revenue to account for the final year of the rate increase. On the expense side, we made modifications to personnel wages and benefits for some administrative restructuring changes that were made. We will have additional wage and benefit changes during that final appropriation process as well. The only other changes were in our capital projects. And the proposed projects and all the other changes have been outlined in your budget overview. So if you have any questions, feel free to call myself or the other directors. And if you decide you'd like to have a special workshop to review the budget in more detail, just let me know. We can make arrangements for that. That's all I have.
Very good. Any need for a workshop? Yes, Mrs. Floyd.
Actually, just a quick question regarding the local income tax. Litigation that's going on. Do you know if they've touched on the possibility of folks working hybrid, part from home, part in the office, to understand the implications there?
I don't know how it's all going to come out in the end. I know there's a lot of discussion going on. I think there's at least three lawsuits, and there's at least three bills now. Two have been combined. So, and it's a part of the budget bill now that needs to be passed by the end of the month. There's some provisions in there as well. As soon as we know more, though, we'll let you know.
So we're going to have a budget, and we don't know what our income is going to be, but we're going to have a budget. We have to have it done for the county, I believe, right?
Correct.
Over the summer. So we'll have a lot of time to make adjustments if necessary. All right, very good. We can move on.
Ordinance C-21. I move this ordinance be placed on first read.
Second.
Wilson.
Yes.
Hanford.
Yes.
Asparis.
Yes.
Lorson.
Yes.
Mosley.
Yes.
Foy.
Yes.
Widmer.
Yes.
Elias. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Ordinance C-21, an ordinance submitting to the electors of the City of Oroville, Ohio, amendments to the Charter of the City of Oroville, Ohio, as provided in Section 8.03, Charter Review, and declaring an emergency.
Very good. Mrs. Kirkbride, fill us in.
Thank you, Mr. President. As you're aware, we've discussed in prior meetings, the charter is reviewed every 10 years by a commission that is comprised of representatives from each ward, as well as, I think it's three at-large members as well, two from each ward, and one from each of the at-large representatives. And that group met three times, I believe, for at least 2 hours each session to discuss. We went over the charter at length and discussed some proposed changes. They came up with some changes. I had some suggestions. Other members of the administration even had some input and some suggested changes as well. And so the culmination of all of that was the revision of several sections of the charter, and I provided each of you with a redline version and also four proposed ballot measures that would be submitted to the electors in November, the general November 2nd election this year. So in order to accomplish that, we have to pass legislation and certify this to the Board of Elections. They send the information that I prepared, you would approve, to the Ohio Secretary of State's office for their review and approval. The Board of Elections also reviews it. And all of that is due to the Board of Wayne County Board of Elections by August 4th of this year. So we have time to do this on three readings. My request is that you would consider doing it at the second reading if the group is amenable to that. We can't pass it tonight because of there's some time constraints, and we are beyond that time constraint. So this is a very delicate, time-sensitive matter in order to meet those deadlines, et cetera. So the revisions, and I don't necessarily need to go over them in detail, but we changed. There were the original charter was full of male pronouns. Even to describe my position, the position of the finance director, and other positions in the city that are so in order to make it a little more neutral, we took out all the gender pronouns and instead replaced them with just, in most cases, not all cases, but in most cases, with just a recitation of the position itself. And you can see that in the red lines. So that's one of the changes that was made. The other changes that were made are relating to the publication. We took out newspaper as being a required method of publication. We felt that the newspapers may not, sorry to the Daily Record here, but that newspapers may not always be the exclusive method of publication. And so we've kind of expanded the definition. It certainly could include newspapers, but also could include electronic means and other ways of publishing notice of various things that council does or that come before the city. There are some other changes as well. We changed some titles to kind of update. For example, we took out personal secretary and replaced it with administrative assistant. We added human resources manager as someone who has an administrative assistant. We also clarified, I think there was some confusion or just some clarity needed with respect to when the mayor is not present or when the mayor is unavailable or unable to do to perform the mayor's duties, what the responsibilities of the president of the council would be. So we've attempted to clarify that as well. So those are the primary changes that we've included in the ballot. We did break it down into four ballot initiatives so that it wouldn't be overwhelming to the voters to try to discern and read through several pages of changes. That way, if there is something that they don't agree with, it wouldn't be an all or nothing proposition in front of the voters. Also to kind of break it into bite-sized pieces so it'd be a little bit more manageable to read and understand. According to Julie Leather-Stahl, the Board of Elections director, the recommendation and the preferred method and the method that Worcester used last year, in fact, was to do it in those smaller pieces and even to have on the ballot itself just the description of the change rather than give them pages of red line comments, and that wouldn't even be red line, they'd be gray lined. So that at each polling place, for those who vote remotely or who vote by proxy or something like that, it would be available if they want to read through those changes, but it would not be so cumbersome that every ballot would be pages and pages and pages long to try to review that and try to understand what the changes were. So those who are not clear on what the changes might be or want to read it for themselves certainly would have the ability to do that. We will publish, the Board of Elections takes care of that. There will be publication about the changes that we're proposing. There will also be a separate notice indicating that, in fact, there is going to be something on the ballot. So that the public will have that information and be aware of that. Further, we have given the public the information that the ballot will be in front of them. They have to know that 10 days before the election at least. So the Board of Elections will take care of those notifications for them. I've included in the legislation a budget amount of $5,000. That is a very, very high estimate. Talking to Ms. Leather, she felt like it would be probably more in the $1,500 range. I wanted to be extra cautious. There's no way to know with certainty today what that amount would be. It depends very much on what else is on the ballot. At an odd year election, as this one is, we have greater costs than in an even numbered election year because there are not federal or even state measures on the ballot that share in those costs. So there are a lot of factors beyond our control. They calculate in some way the cost of printing the ballots, paying the poll workers, any other related expenses. Of course, we pay the publication costs. So that is a high estimate. So just as an FYI, I put something in there just so that we would have a placeholder and have something set aside, but we are hopeful that it would be considerably less than what we budgeted for. I've thrown a lot of information at you. I hope I've answered all your questions. We haven't done this. I certainly haven't done this before, so there's a little bit of a learning curve, and I wanted to just be sure that I was on top of it. Mr. Dorsen?
There's just one thing that you didn't mention on the list of changes,
okay.
And that was the clarification of the replacement of a vacancy.
Yes. Yeah, so we had that issue. Just the clarification on if a council member is leaving, whether that council member participates in the vote for the replacement of that council member. And there was some, I don't know if ambiguous is the right word, but there was some confusing or not quite clear language with respect to that. So we did clarify by saying that the leaving member does not participate in the vote, just so that it was clear as to who would be participating in that vote.
A question or a proposal with the general verbiage that's used for the first piece with the gender-specific pronouns. So since we're going to be using more generalized language to try to describe what the change is, I'm hoping we can be more specific to state that we are removing male-specific pronouns to replace with neutral language, just to help level set with voters how progressive we're trying to be here. And so if we called out that it was male, and not that it's currently, he/she, to help them try to understand and mitigate some questions.
So, just from my own understanding, is your suggestion that we add the word males so under what I've added for ballot one, it says remove gender-specific pronouns, and then maybe just insert the word male.
And remove gender, I think.
Okay.
Remove male-specific pronouns. Does that make sense to everyone? What
or
I
masculine, maybe?
Yes. Right, that would be.
Are there any in there that were
non-male
or masculine?
There were not.
That would be my first
So it wouldn't be an incorrect statement to say that, then, would it?
It would not. That would not be an incorrect statement.
I don't have any issue with that either.
So this legislation are those attachments part of the legislation?
They are. So we will need to amend this. Maybe on this, I wanted to see if there were any other changes. Maybe on second reading, we could make that amendment. I think it's a good one. I think that it makes sense to be clear what we're doing as far as the pronouns. I think that can be a concern for voters.
Mm-hmm. I think those kinds of changes are fine. We did email members of council and the administration ahead of time, so if you have any ideas, please forward those for consideration of the Charter Review Committee. And so we want to make sure that we retain the spirit and the intent of the Charter Review Committee, but yeah, something like that I think is fine to amend. But this isn't, our time for our wish list for the charter isn't here now. So let's pass what they intended. Would be my overall message there. But any other questions? Yes, Mr. Worsley.
Just a comment. I would like to offer too that as this moves forward and we get closer to the election and whatnot, I sat on it in on the entire process. I thought it was fascinating and really neat, actually. So I have a good, pretty good grasp of why we made the changes. So if any citizens have questions as we approach voting time, you know, they're more than welcome to call me, or I'd be happy to answer their questions.
We actually had one member of that Charter Review Committee that was part of the original Charter Committee back in 1974. And has been serving ever since. So a lot of dedicated volunteers and community members serving on that committee. We want to thank them for all of their service. Any other questions or comments? All right, very good. We'll let that go and then until next reading where we'll have that amendment to pass along with that. Very good. That concludes the business portion of our meeting. Do we have any comments for the good of the order?
Mr. President. I'd like to just mention a fantastic article in the Daily Record over the weekend about a former citizen of Oroville, Reggie Williams. It's really a fascinating article. It really brings home how far we've come as a society and how things were in the 1950s in regard to race. I'd urge everybody to read it. It's really well done.
Good. Anyone else? Mr. Wilson.
Just a question if we're good on time, mm-hmm. sir.
Yeah. I've been in a hurry, but yeah.
Did you meet your deadline? Just curious.
All right, anyone else? Very good. Then our meeting is adjourned, or we need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right, every once in a while, getting those grooves, and I'm moving along. So, all right, Mr. Larson moves.
Second.
Mrs. Foy seconds.
Handworth?
Yes.
Spears?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Mosley?
Yes.
Foy?
Yes.
Widmer?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
All eyes, motion passes.
Very good. We are adjourned until July 6th, 2021. Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you.
Mr. President, Kristen will be in my place at that meeting.
Okay. She will try to be.
Oh, yeah. She'll do just fine.
Well,